You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Something's going on again. You
ready to come and get it?
Break it down, Ashley. Right. Break it down.
You don't want me to break it down. It won't be good. I would break the
chair.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. We are back. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 6. And just like I wanted, they brought the drama today.
Woo,
it was very
finally
exciting. I was on the edge of my seat. I don't think that's happened this season yet for me.
Finally, it's what we've been waiting for. We've been a little bit bored with some of the episodes, and
I know
this is the moment. Both of us were just sitting there watching, commenting,
yes,
trying to just see what's going to happen next.
It was like a movie. I was really just excited the entire time.
Yeah.
Especially the end, which obviously we'll get into, but wow, that just brought the heat on today, I'll tell you.
Seriously.
I want to just ask you straight on, before we get into anything else, the sex talk that Brandy had
at
the very beginning.
Tell them who we are?
Oh, yeah.
Introduce yourself,
I'm
lady.
I'm so obsessed with sex. I'm like, wait, oh, who cares? Hey, I'm Ashley Daniels again. I'm with the beautiful
Cassidy Guard.
Now we can talk about sex.
Yeah,
okay.
Now we're ready to talk. We have to introduce ourselves first before we talk about
You know,
this.
I feel like at this point we're all in the same
thing.
We're all family now. It's
yeah.
Like, hey, you know. But for anybody new watching, I'm Ashley Cassidy.
We're happy to be here.
We're so happy to be here. So the sex talk that Brandy had at the very beginning, can we just – what the heck was that? The things she was saying – I mean, I love that she's so unfiltered, but do you – when she said, okay, if you're not doing two fingers on your girl, she's probably cheating on you. What did you think of
Brandy,
that?
Okay, I mean, I've read – you know, there's those fun books out, you know, the why men love blah, blah, blah type books.
Yeah.
You've read those, right? I mean,
no.
they're out – it's the why men
like Karma Sutra's
books. No,
oh,
like it's
I don't
about
know.
They're just ridiculous books. You usually get them at bachelorette parties.
Okay.
A lot of times in these books, the author writes something like, oh, for instance, my good friend did this or blah, blah. So you try to bring in more of a conversation. So I think she was doing a little bit of research.
Yeah, I think probably for her podcast or whatever she has going on, it's like a very unfiltered thing that she's doing.
Yeah.
So she's probably trying to get feedback, kind of like what we do, just, you know, bouncing ideas off one another.
We were having a little technical sound. It's very, very
loud
better? Up in here.
Is this louder or lower for you?
Much louder. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Is this better?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
Woo.
So, all right. So, yeah, obviously she's trying to get ideas, and I think that having your girlfriends around, obviously you're all going to be really honest with one another.
Mm-hmm.
She has no problem being unfiltered. She knows it's really the only way she's going to stay really popular on the show, and people are going to – she has that wow factor about
mm-hmm.
her. But she also said – if you're having sex for a long time, you kind of want to get done with it. She says, ask them to choke you because they love that.
I don't know what guy she's dating. I don't know where she's finding these guys.
Right. Because I can't imagine. Sorry, it's still too loud for you.
It's good. Sorry. Okay. It's multitasking.
Okay.
I'm multitasking.
I can't imagine asking a guy, oh, all right, can you choke me? You know?
We're getting nice notes.
What do you think? Do you think that would – I mean, that's obviously frightening. I would be so scared. First of all, I'd be more scared about the fact that it came out of my mouth and I asked for that. But I know, like, that's a thing that a lot of men do or
mm-hmm.
they find arousing. They
do they
no, they – I mean, I – okay, yeah. I do it every night. No, but I know – there's a name for it. There's a technical term
it's
for this.
It's called a fetish.
No. There's a technical term for – men pleasuring themselves and having something tied around their neck. Men have actually like died from that actually in jails.
Tweet us if
I know there's a name for it. You guys are awesome. You always comment things that we ask for. I know there's an answer for that. What are you doing?
You just turned my mic off.
Sorry.
It's just so loud. It's okay. So loud in my ears. I feel like I'm gonna die.
Okay,
you good?
Yes, I'm
okay,
good.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Much better. I think that what she's just trying to do is to keep it interesting. Obviously, they wanted to start off the whole episode with something kind of exciting, and Brandy was the the recipe for that, and she brought it in, and
it's called erotic asphyxiation.
Thank you. Yeah. It's also a fetish.
I'm blushing.
You're blushing. No, this is not something to blush about. This is not something to blush about. This is like, I mean, it's men like really get into that kind of stuff. I don't know why.
Thanks,
but
Marissa, for doing the research for us.
Well, the actor David Carradine died from that.
Yeah,
from erotic.
A lot of men die.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes, because they tie things around their neck, and sometimes they accidentally hang themselves. Okay, I feel like I'm talking to somebody that's you've just gotten into the world. This is the birds and the bees for you.
I never knew about this, but so this is what Brandy's advising to her readers to do.
She's saying ask them to choke you. Okay. So the girl, she's saying that guys like to do it to girls too.
Okay,
whatever this whole choking thing is, I never got into it. I'm not into that kind of stuff. But I just thought it was interesting that she's clearly into it because she's talking about it. And I think that she's saying, you know, she's talking about it in a very matter-of-fact way. Like, you know, to ask him to choke you. Like, it's nothing. Like,
can you imagine if Joyce was in that conversation? Because you know how she's very offended by the tiniest things, like when Lisa told her that she didn't want Joyce to touch her face. Mm-hmm. Imagine if she was learning about this. I mean, you know, it's definitely to each their own.
Yes.
But I would have liked to see Joyce be part of that conversation.
Yeah, that would have been very interesting.
Or Jacqueline. What did you guys think about
Jacqueline,
that?
Jacqueline, I know. Oh, gosh. So we actually, speaking of Jacqueline and Joyce, both entities, we see a little bit more. We've been asking for it, and we got it. They delivered today. Thank you,
finally.
Bravo. We saw where she lives.
We're 6 episodes in, and we finally see her house.
And it looks like Snow White's household. Did it remind anybody of the village? It was so pretty and quaint. It had like a little, you know, California, a lot of the homes that are really nice, that a lot of the times they miss out on a front yard. It's kind of like right on the street. A lot of the houses I see, Beverly Hills.
This one was beautiful.
She had like a lot of yard in the front, a lot of beautiful flowers and big, big trees. And it was so quaint. And it was so pretty. It was like a little fantasy, little Disney looking house. I loved it.
But we only saw the closet. It's really weird to me with Joyce.
We saw the living room though, quickly.
Very, very quickly. But we really got the intro with Carlton. We got the style of the house, the reason it's decorated the way that it is. We see the family. We've very, very briefly seen Joyce's children.
Right.
They were at breakfast with the dad.
That could be her choice. Maybe they cut it all out.
Maybe it was that boring.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to see her coming back next year. I'm going to be honest. I don't think we're going to see Joyce and Jacqueline next year. I think they're going to be gone. But I always say she's aggravating, and she still is aggravating. But tonight, I felt for her. I'll say it. I felt for her tonight. I know this is the one time we're opposite. Usually it's the opposite, you and I.
The more I'm trying to think about it, I'm trying to put myself in her shoes, and people that might have just only missed a second of it, you might want to tell them, but it basically, Brandy just keeps calling her Jacqueline, and her name's Joyce, but
not even that, just I felt like the entire episode,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could definitely recap, but basically every single thing she did, she was picked on tonight.
Yeah, I think but I think being called a wrong name is really disrespectful. Like, my name's Cassidy, and people, I mean, it's a usual, like, a normal nickname, but people call me Cassie, but I hate the nickname Cassie because mm-hmm. my name's Cassidy. And even though they think it's, like, a fun, cute nickname, I'm like, please do not call me that. Like, yeah. It's just not my name.
My sister's name's Lana, but backward it's Anal, so I always called her Anal. I'm a big sister. No, but I understand. Obviously, there's times where, that's my sister, and I was playing with her, but that's, you know, a joke. But in this case, this is her party, and yeah, it was definitely aggravating. The more it was happening, the more I was getting pissed off watching.
Absolutely. I think that Brandy went into this trip with a vengeance, and her main purpose seemed to be to pick on Sully Joyce, to me.
I think she went in this trip with a lot more than a vengeance and a lot more than alcohol. I mean, I have seen her drunk before. Please comment and let me know. I felt like I've seen her drunk.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a little bit more than, there was something else going on. And I'm not implying anything. I'm implying that there's something else going on. It could be being tired. It could be being stressed out. It could be a nerve. I don't know what it was, but her eyes were rolling.
She was loopy.
And it happened during the day, and I'm surprised she didn't even fall asleep before dinner. She looked like she was ready to fall asleep. I mean, you know, like when you have a few drinks, you know how you get really tired? At least
yeah,
I
do. Or when you're just really exhausted, you know, when you're just like drawing your words, like, oh, I need to go to bed. I'm just so exhausted. She was just like that all day, like, Joyce, get in the pool. It's your party. Right. Oh, we kissed. Like, she just kept drawing all of her words out. Like, she couldn't form the sentences.
The drive from Beverly Hills to Palm Springs is, it's pretty long. It's what, 2 hours?
Yeah, on a good day.
Right. So you're in the limo. It's obvious, whenever you're not driving and you're in a car, you get, at least for me, I get tired. So that plus alcohol, plus it didn't look like they were eating very much during the day, and they're out, and the weather had they had commented on was about 120 degrees, probably was like close to that, maybe 110 degrees. Really, really hot. This is the dead of summer. So you're tired. It's hot. You have a few drinks. And that's during the day. And then it goes to night and there's a dinner and mm-hmm. you're still drinking and she's tiny. And so I was just surprised that she was still awake and I would have been fast asleep. I didn't understand how she was doing that, but you know, we'll never really know what was going on. But I found it really, really hard to watch.
I mean, maybe she wanted to go crash and just kind of pass out. But, you know, production wise, you have a dinner film and everyone needs to be there for the, you know, conversation to happen. And you know, she's working. It's a day of shooting and you're working and, you know, you have a call time and you have a wrap time and in and out. And we were both a little baffled that why did they pair Yolanda with Brandy for the car drive? I would love to see Carlton and Brandy on like a little girls, like Thelma and Louise road trip edition.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I was going to say something. With Brandy, I was wondering how she... You know, it reminded me a lot of that time where Taylor... First of all, the house reminded me a lot of the house that Camille Grammer had, that beautiful mountain, the house that was
right,
the house.
And right.
So that was already similar. And then it kind of reminded me of Taylor. Remember when Taylor was really, really drunk on one of those trips with all the girls?
Well, she had a nervous breakdown, right?
Right. And it looks like from next week's episode, she might be having one too. She's crying really, really... Like,
everything
she looks devastated.
Everything comes to head with her in this is
the
just
similarities
seems like
are a little
the
disturbing.
Trip from you know where. It seems like a nightmare. And what did you think about there was just such an issue about where everyone sleeps and
it's always
what
an
rooms
issue.
You
that
get.
Wasn't surprising. That's yeah. what it's so stupid. I'm so sick of seeing that with every single show. Every single Housewives. Miami, they were in Vegas, they were all fighting. They always fight over that. That's definitely predictable. But I the similarities between Taylor and Brandy this episode were disturbing. I found it to be on another level, and I was wondering how Yolanda, because Yolanda is so put together in my eyes. She's smart. She's got her life, you know, really put together. She has a grasp on reality, and I know that she's close to Brandy, and you can see that the two of them are definitely on the same team, if we're going to have teams and we're going to...
Well, getting into teams, I know you were about to say something. It even was as simple as Yolanda siding with Brandy, trying to get Joyce to go swimming. Were you surprised by that?
What I was going to say was just that Yolanda, I found it interesting that she never stopped Brandy, or she didn't find it horrific that Brandy was unraveling, you know, right next to her, sitting down at the dinner. And Yolanda will say something like so small as to, you're the hostess of the party 4 or 5 times to Joyce, get in the pool. And that aggravates her, but it doesn't aggravate her that Brandy is literally belligerent and drunk and saying the worst things. And she's so aggravating. So I didn't understand that. I think it's when you have obviously it's like there's a loyalty there. There's a bond and a loyalty that's pretty strong. And I don't know if it's going to last if this continued, because I think this might be one of the first times Brandy is really doing this with Yolanda, because Yolanda and her would never be able to be that close if Brandy was always like this, in my opinion.
No, I completely agree. I think it is hard whenever, you know, when someone's drunk and they're like kind of tipsy and a little bit fun, and it goes from point A to point Z like mm-hmm. that.
Right.
Suddenly you're like, wait, where did the line cross? So
right.
Benefit of the doubt with Yolanda is that she's like seeing that Brandy's being a little bit odd and something's off. But then I think with the next episode, we might see it just completely snap really quickly, because I thought it was really odd that Yolanda was trying to get Joyce in the pool, just because Yolanda's very much the type that if Yolanda didn't want to go swimming, she would just say, if you want to swim, swim, but I'm not really in a place or mood that I would like to get in the water. And it would be done like
right,
that.
Right.
But with Joyce, she just kept saying it over and over. And I hate the word bullying with these grown women. But if someone has to say 5 or 6 times, I don't feel like going swimming right now, then you're not listening to what she's saying.
But when we were talking and I was mentioning that the dinner was aggravating me because I didn't understand why Yolanda was not why everybody was ignoring all the things that Brandy was saying, mm-hmm. but then the littlest thing that Joyce says, which is the word bullying, which is, it's not as bad as half the things that have come out of Brandy's mouth that day. And you mentioned, well, Joyce is, you know, you did mention, and I like that we have a difference of opinion, but I always think Joyce is really aggravating. But you mentioned, well, she is really aggravating. So you can see why, obviously they don't like her. This whole table does not like her.
You know what it is? It's that for 6 episodes, I've been so aggravated by Joyce. So by episode 6, I think Brandy can be really annoying sometimes, but other times I'm really amused by her and I just think it's humorous. But I've been so annoyed with Grace this whole, or Grace.
Joyce, Jacqueline,
oh,
Grace.
Oh, I'm Brandy 2.0. I'm calling you Grace.
Oh gosh.
Oh no. Okay, Grace. I'm just gonna do it for the rest of the episode. No, but I thought it was interesting that Lisa finally said, it's something we both even spoken about, and said, okay, all I've ever heard Joyce talk about is the fact that her husband has a big weenie. Right. I mean, everyone's thinking
that, yes.
It. And Lisa Vanderpump even said, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about her husband's junk.
Right. They're all aggravated by her. And I am just as aggravated. She reminds me of Karen from Miami Housewives, who's no longer on the show, because you could never break her. And I don't mean that I want to see people get broken, but I want to see people be real, broken in the sense that you can get to their real
self.
You want
to see her genuine self.
And I know you had mentioned you didn't know this lady that I'm talking about, but for anybody who does, you know Karen, she would always smile all the time, even if you were confronting her with something that was, like, you were saying to her, listen, this is not cool. Like, can you be real for a second? She'd still be like, I'm being real. This is me. There's nothing wrong. And you're just like, she's the Joker. It's just be real for 2 seconds. And I see so many similarities between the two.
That's interesting. Because Joyce really doesn't break, and I don't want to see her break. But then now that you're talking about it, she stays so Miss America. She's so
this
composed.
This is exactly.
So
if you watch
smiling.
Miami, I'm telling you, they not only look alike, and I mean, they really do look alike, but they are alike in the sense that they, and I don't blame them for not wanting to break when they know that the people amongst them don't like them, because clearly they're not stupid. They both can feel that the people around them in both of their different situations don't like them, or in her case, in Karen's case, she didn't have many people that liked her in her social circle.
Question, with this lady on Real Housewives of Miami, is it the type of people that stay so composed that they snap? Did this lady eventually snap? Because I could
see
Joyce snapping.
She didn't, but she should have. At one point, she started crying. They were saying to her, your boyfriend's cheating on you. They'd go through all these different, they got some newspaper articles, and they, you know, whatever the case may be, they really tried to bring her down. I feel like they did. Some say that they were just trying to be friends and trying to warn her about a situation. But whatever it was, she never broke. She did cry at one point, but she said it was because her father was sick. And I think it was really because she just couldn't take it anymore. We all have that breaking point. Mm-hmm. But Joyce is new. You know, Karen was – this was a whole season or two or whatever. But this
I guess Joyce is trying to open up. But I have to tell you, anytime I'm with adults and we're in our 20s or 30s or whatever you are, and we get into stories about when we were picked on as children, I know this is really harsh, but I just get bored by it. I was picked on. I'm sure there was one time in your childhood you were picked on.
No, I was picked on badly.
We all were, right?
Yes.
So when we get into situations where we talk about how we were picked on as a child, I'm just thinking, weren't we all? Like, does this really set you apart?
It's interesting because you think about it, and when you were at that time, you feel like you were the only one.
Of course.
You don't feel like anybody else was getting picked on, but everybody felt bullied or picked on at some point, unless you were the mean person. And if you were the mean one, you were lucky enough to get away with it, and for most of the time, and everybody followed you because they were too scared of you. You know, they feared you.
And I think with perspective 20 years later, do we still need, you know, I mean, Grace.
Well, I don't like that they said, whatever they called her, she took the J and she made it a silent J. And between that and then the racist comment that she's black, what are you, black, insinuating that she can't swim because whatever, she has a weep, whatever she was saying, Brandy was saying some very racist comments to Joyce earlier in the day. And then she takes her name, which is Joyce, and says, Hoyce. And I don't know how they took that. I took it as she's making fun of her, you know, how the Spanish language or whatever, you know, the J's, they're silent.
Right.
I don't know. I think she was just doing it, you know, obviously she was just drunk and stupid, but I think at that point, after already having that racist comment said to her earlier, she probably had her antenna. She was like, her radar was up big time.
You know, and I don't blame her, but it's so obvious that Brandy figured out the one thing that really pushes her buttons, and right. She just says it. And it's not something where you're really saying something mean. I mean, I just called her Grace on accident. It's easy to do. But Joyce's reaction, you know, she gets very stern and she says, I will not respond to you if you call me that name, which she said it in a different way. I don't blame her for doing that, but at the same time, I think that it's just so obvious. I mean, maybe it's harder when you're in the moment and there's drinks and you're on a vacation. It's harder to, like, take yourself out of the moment. But watching it, it just seemed like Brandy found something that she thought – she said, I know it's funny because sometimes I do it to aggravate her because I think she's – or she says, sometimes I do it to annoy her because I think she's annoying. So she's just pushing her buttons, and
we
it's
know
not
that.
Okay.
But what would you – I'm just curious. What would you do if you knew that there was somebody at your house and they were continually doing
that? You know what I would
that?
Do? I what? Wouldn't invite Brandy in the first place. She so clearly
okay,
doesn't like her.
Okay, but you
like
know
her.
That that you know they have to invite her. So if you're on the show – I'm just curious because I want to know – because I was thinking, what would I say? Because I've had people do that to me in the past where they tried to push my buttons. This was a while ago. But I remember – I just – sometimes these shows bring up a lot of memories.
You know,
and I'm like, what did I do? I don't remember.
I'm thinking
what would you
of
do?
I went on a trip over the summer and there were a couple guys that were calling me quesadilla. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a Mexican dish. It's tortilla and
I know
cheese. And my name's Cassidy and they're telling me
–
some of our viewers might not know what
you.
It is. I don't know.
Oh, come on. A quesadilla.
Well,
tastiest
whatever.
Thing on earth.
I thought it was hysterical. I just didn't care. And they kept saying over and over, I don't know. I'm not Spanish. Maybe if I were Spanish, I would think, oh, they're calling me a Spanish food name because I'm Spanish. I don't know where Joyce got so offended about it, but I don't really like her that much in the first place. So
what would you do if you were her?
You know,
would you say anything or would you just let it – would you just ignore it? Because that's what I think – that's what was disturbing me the most was she was trying to find the best way to defuse the situation and to not give Brandy any, you know, any more ammo. Mm-hmm. And if every time Joyce would look like it was aggravating her, obviously she'd want to do it more to her. But then when she ignored it, Brandy still wanted to do it more to her. So that's what I was saying. I just don't understand what you would do to defuse that and to kind of get Brandy to just lay off because Brandy had a target and – when you're, you know,
I mean,
that was
like
it.
I mean, the truth, when somebody is clearly on some sort of medications, I'm just going to say it because I don't
we
think
know
that that
something
just comes
going
from
on.
That.
I mean, it's clear.
I don't think there's any way to defuse it. I really don't. I mean, we see a flash, you know, we're looking forward to the next episode. She's sobbing. It seems like she's wearing nothing but a towel around herself. She's crying on the telephone. That's something that cannot just be defused. That's something where she needs to sober up. I mean, let's just say it. She's sitting on the rocks drinking straight out of some sort of vodka margarita tequila bottle. She's clearly trashed.
Right.
So at that point, the person needs to just have every bit of alcohol taken away from them and put into a bed and sleep it off, I think.
Right. So I want to know what you guys would do. I really do. In this situation, it's getting me a little confused. I really don't know how, as much as I don't really enjoyed watching Joyce. I did feel for her tonight. So log on to our iTunes if you can, and if you can rate us, give us 5 stars if you like what we're giving you every week. You know, we definitely read every single thing that you write to us, good and bad. We respect all of your opinions and we appreciate them. But even so, you can go on our YouTube and comment as well. I know a lot of you have been doing that mostly on our YouTube. So
we're trying to write back a lot.
Yeah,
we love the comments. I think you guys are writing good stuff.
But I would love to know what you think. What do you think Joyce should have done in that situation? Should she have done anything? Is there a way that she could have diffused the situation? Or is it like Cassidy said, you can't really diffuse a situation when a person is under the influence of something, which we don't really know what it is other than alcohol. So definitely let us know. Guys have awesome opinions. I mean, I read them and I'm like, wow, I didn't even
People
think of that.
Right. You guys write the coolest, longest comments. They're like paragraphs and I love it. I feel like we've given them like assignments as if we're school teachers and then they write in their responses. I love it. Everyone
is diehard fans.
Really
interactive. It's amazing. I want to have you guys like on the show for sure. Like I would be like, this would be like
I mean,
my show
people
ever.
Should call in. They can call in, right?
I know. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Okay, cool. Call in.
Yeah.
Call
please,
us.
Please. But no, seriously, it's awesome. But okay. So we're already into the dinner topic, so I'm just going to ask you regarding the pool party, which was prior to that. Yolanda, do you think Yolanda was picking on Brandy, on Joyce?
I think she was.
Okay, because I think she was as well, and I hate saying that because I don't think Yolanda is that type of person. I think she, you know, having daughters, you see your daughters deal with things in high school and middle school, and you never want to be that person that, you know, you're on TV, you're an influence on young people, you're an influence on people our age, and her kids are watching. So I think that she always does keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. So I find it hard to watch when I see her pushing Joyce's buttons. This was Joyce's, we have to remember, this was Joyce's get-together. There was not one positive comment made about that. It was from Yolanda, it's so hot, why would you have girls here? There's snakes, something about snakes. Oh, this is the place to have girls. You have us here, it's so hot, you're not going to get in the pool. It's her prerogative if she wants to get in the pool or not. Maybe she had her period, we don't know. Leave the girl alone. Ask her once, whatever. But the whole thing was, well, you're the host. Are there such host rules that I don't know of? Please let me know. You got comment on that too, because I can understand if it's hosting rules regarding food, like you should make sure your guests all have enough food before you eat it all, or just very common sense things.
Well, did you see how Brandy asked her, you know, did you stock us with grapefruit and melons?
And she said yes.
But it's just so rude. If you go to someone's home and said, did you stock fruit for me in the morning?
Well, Brandy's that girl that you probably all had her at your house at one point when you were younger. And I don't know, I was always that girl that when I was invited to my friend's house, I would never just go in their fridge. I'd always be like, can I have something to drink? I'm thirsty or something. And then I would wait for them to give me a drink. I would never go in their fridge. She's that friend that she'd come over and your mother was horrified. Like, where did you get this girl?
You know what friend she was? She was the one that you would, you'd make a really big mess playing and then the mom would come pick the kid up and then they wouldn't have time to help you clean up.
Yes.
And then the friend would leave.
You just nailed it.
And then the parent would say, okay, well, your friend left. You need to clean everything up. And you're looking at the mess that your friend helped you make, then they got out easy.
Or the one that ate your lunch or ate your snack.
My mom would never let me leave till I helped the friend clean up, so the parent wasn't left with it. But Brandy was so rude. She sits down. She's like, where are the drinks? Are we have drinks? Do we have alcohol?
Right. She was just that friend. She was always, this is how she's always been. And her mother seemed really sweet. I don't think she was raised the way she's being right now. I don't. I really think I don't. We don't see her dad, but her mom. I just don't see. But there's a lot of times
crazy
that I've seen,
comes out later. I'm not calling her mom crazy because
enough, but I just don't see her being raised that way. She seemed like she was raised in a very nice household, and I don't understand why she's so classless in so many ways. And there's other ways that she's very classy. She takes care of her friends. She's loyal. You know, she is there for her friends when they need her. But this is disappointing to see this episode and to see her unraveling like this.
Well, speaking of Joyce being a host, I thought it was really sad that she takes... Okay, first of all, the fact that Yolanda's calling her not a very good host of guiding because there's no place cards. It is a host style when you have people over. You either do place cards or you just do something really
relaxed. You either pull
relaxed.
A Kyle, you have three people over, and you have place cards for three people.
Or you're really relaxed and you just say, wherever you sit, and which I thought was interesting.
I thought it was sweet that Joyce did that. I can't believe I'm saying, listen, I'm not Team Joyce, but I just happen to think that Joyce was not at fault for anything in this episode. She was just being herself. You don't like her, don't go to a party.
You know the saddest moment, though, was when she takes the opportunity to announce to everyone that she's starring in Siberia. It's a TV show. She's the female lead, and there was not one congratulatory. Kyle did say, oh, good for you, but it was a little odd to me that she said, if I understood correctly, she basically said, I'm on this TV show. I hope we can all watch it together. If she invited all these girls to Palm Springs and then she has this hour-long TV show and she wants them after dinner to watch the TV show or something like that, it is so awkward and uncomfortable for me to have to watch other people's stuff in front of them because you have to fake it for like an hour. I've been to events before. I've been to screenings. If it's a really good friend, I'm always happy to support. But I would never ask acquaintances to watch something I had appeared in because they had to fake it for an hour.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that she is – I think she's not – I don't want to say the word stupid. She's just – in that way, she's – I think that she's a little bit selfish, but not in a mean way. It's just like she doesn't understand. She's not self-aware enough to realize that it makes her look
– narcissistic.
Yes, and it also – as the host, you should have your guests – wants and needs at the forefront of every situation. And that's not comfortable to put people that you're not really getting along with. And you've got one of them who's falling over drunk.
And they're not your close
invite
friends.
Invite Kyle and Kim in the room and watch it with them, because they're the two that are going to fake it the whole time. The other ones, they're just going to sit there and roll their eyes, and they're going to make her feel really bad about herself. So maybe she just wanted Bravo to catch it on TV so that Bravo could put some of the Siberia on airtime, you know, give it some promotion or whatever.
But she needs to pick the right time, because if it's her show airing with cross cuts of Brandy sleeping, and then, you know, Lisa will do her classic, like, oh, what is this? You know, just making fun of it.
Speaking of Lisa, I want to ask you quickly. Lisa was playing both sides of the fence, in my opinion, tonight. She was sitting next to Kyle, and Kyle and her have that little banter back that I like. It's that playful fun where there's a little of a joke here and there, and they can push each other's buttons, but it's always in playful fun, and that's back a little bit, and I enjoyed watching that. Mm-hmm. But she's sitting next to Kyle at the dinner, and she's playing both sides of the fence. She doesn't want to say too much that Brandy will get mad at her, and I believe it's because when the person who's the drunkest or the meanest is saying something and it's really out of whack and they're picking on one person, you can either be the strong person and you can stick up for that person that they are making fun of, and then risk being made fun of yourself and being attacked yourself. Mm-hmm. Or you can be really, you know, quiet and say almost nothing, but say little things here and there, not enough to get the person who's being mean to get aggravated with you, but not enough to get the person who's being attacked mad at you.
See, I call Lisa smart. I think she was really smart this episode.
I don't know. I have to say, be real. You know, Carlton just kept her mouth shut because I felt like Carlton knew, like, okay, well, here's the situation. I clearly, my opinion, maybe she was either forming an opinion and she was watching Brandy and she's like, I like Brandy, but she's getting drunk right now, so I'm just keeping my mouth shut. But either keep your mouth shut or you know, or say what's on your mind, but don't play both sides of the fence.
That's a good point. But maybe she just doesn't want there to be sides. Maybe she wants to be Switzerland and she wants it just to be completely neutral.
Maybe.
I don't think Lisa wants to get into any of the... You know, Carlton listed all of her grievances with Kyle. There were like three of them. And then Joyce lists her grievances with Lisa. I think at this point, Lisa is the oldest out of all of them.
Right.
I think she's losing all patience for it. She misses Jiggy. Jiggy's home because it's too hot for him. Okay. And...
What did you call it? Jiggy.
Jiggy's the
dog. Okay, Jiggy. Oh, I thought you said Gidgy. I'm like, wait, Jiggy.
You know, I just think she's just over it. She just...
Well, if she's over it, why did she mention that it was not a good idea to mention the word bully? Did she first mention that? I believe it was her. She was aggravated with the word bully because Kim asked her to clarify.
Yeah, I think she's just aggravated with it all. But she, you know, she did have a little bit of an opinion.
She did have a little bit, but...
don't have.
Right. But I felt like still she was playing it safe. And I don't know, maybe you should play it safe.
I would too. I would just enjoy my dinner.
I would just keep my mouth shut. I would just keep my mouth shut. Because in that situation, I feel like Yolanda knew that if she was going to say something, she would either have to fake what she was, because she had to be honest, because Yolanda likes to be very honest. But if she's going to be honest, she's going to obviously confront the situation next to her, which is her friend who's super drunk. So instead, she talks about her own grievances with Kyle. And she takes Brandy out of it. She's like, well, this is what I had a problem with you about. And, you know, Carlton's in there like, oh my gosh. And then Joyce tries to chime in, and then they all yell at Joyce again. And they're like, well, you weren't there. But it's like, well, yeah, but at the same time, Carlton wasn't there. But if Carlton said something, they wouldn't have yelled at Carlton.
It's because Carlton's respected and Joyce isn't. And Carlton's respected because Carlton doesn't talk about her husband's junk.
Right.
They both make different choices in how they present themselves to the ladies.
I just wonder there's something that is aggravating them so much about Joyce. And it's more than just her talking about her husband's junk. I think it's those people that seem like life is so perfect. You just want to see them be real and fart and burp and cry for 2 seconds. Just so you're like, okay, great. We're all human. Nice. Now let's hang out. Like, she has not acted real for a single second. And I don't know if it's because she's so intimidated, because these girls are obviously very outspoken, or if it's that she just, you know, wants to seem very pageanty and pretty, and she doesn't want anything to ruin that, and she wants to keep this image of everything's bright and perfect. I don't know what it is, but there's something about her that everybody's irked by it.
I think she's narcissistic. She had two friends come over to help her pack for the trip, and look at her outfits. She tried all the outfits on.
They seem pretty happy to do it, though, being in front of the cameras, too.
I mean, being on a Bravo show. Yeah, I'm sure they all took Facebook screenshots and put it out to all their friends, and they're getting likes, and I saw you on the show. So, do you see Carlton going in her closet and having, like, girls
real.
Over?
We know.
Yeah,
but
I know, but that's, if we want to compare why people like them and why they don't, you have to look at the different behaviors. So if we're going to break down the behaviors and what they're doing differently, it's really obvious to me. And I think that it's because she's narcissistic and she seems pretty shallow and she doesn't have a whole lot going on that she's opinion on.
I know. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I felt for her this episode. I just felt like
they just needed to lay off a little bit because it was her party too, and she went through a lot. She was excited to have people there, and you know, she had beautiful, looked like the food was just beautiful, and no one was really sitting there and appreciating it. And I feel for anybody who goes out of their way to invite people somewhere and wants to give them a nice time, and then they're getting picked on. I just, because it's just not right. I don't care how narcissistic that person is. No one deserves that. I don't think Brandy was, I thought Brandy was just so out of line. And I just wish someone would stand up and say, Brandy, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, come on, wake up. Like, mm-hmm. This is really rude. Go home if you don't, you know, just stop picking on people. Just, everybody just needs to be nice to each other. I just really, I know this is obviously Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're not going to get everybody being nice to each other, but it just, it was hard to watch. It was really hard for me to watch that.
But it was fun to watch. I was loving the drama as much as I would like to break down how much they could have been nice to each other and how they could have been polite. I'm glad they weren't because it would have been boring. So
I mean, yeah. But
woo, we're going to be really hypocritical now. I'm glad it was as dramatic as it was.
I know. It was very dramatic. I don't know. Yeah. You know, before we get into predictions, I just wanted to say the last thing was funny. Joyce said when she was trying on things, she said, girls dress for girls. Do you dress for girls or would you dress for – what do you have in mind when you're getting dressed up?
Usually I'm thinking of what the other girls are going to wear because, you know, I went to a movie screening and it was for this Jessica Biel movie and it was at the Arclight, but it was a premiere and I was thinking, what are my other girlfriends going to wear? Because if they were going to be casual, cute with little sweaters, I didn't want to show up in like, you know, a really tight dress.
Right.
So yeah, I'm always kind of trying to think of what my girlfriends are wearing because I kind of want to make sure we mesh well. You don't want to be the one girl wearing a tight dress and tight heels. But then if they're going to be wearing that, I don't want to be the one girl in baggy jeans feeling like a schlub. So
I've always dressed for girls, too.
Yeah.
When you get your friend's compliment, it means more than any guy telling you that you look good, for me at least. Because I know my girlfriends have great taste, and I'm like, I got your approval. Woohoo!
Well, I love when girls dress for girls, because then if they're dressing for girls, they're buying good stuff that I can borrow. That's true. And they can borrow my stuff, too.
Borrow mine. I'm 5'2". What are you, 6 feet?
I know, but I can borrow your sweaters.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. All right. Well. Let's get in some predictions. I think we should do that.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay. So, for me, I usually let you go first, but I know I'm going to forget.
Okay, go for it.
I just want to say one thing. I believe that next week I predict that they're all going to be talking on Blackberries again because I saw tonight everybody's talking on a Blackberry, and I think Bravo put those Blackberries in. Where's the iPhone? Nobody has an iPhone.
You totally noticed that.
Everybody, Yolanda has a BlackBerry. Lisa had a BlackBerry. Carlton had a BlackBerry. These girls have iPhones as well, but I don't know why they're all using BlackBerry. So that was I predict that next week. But really, I what I'm excited to see is Brandy versus Kyle when Brandy says, "Kyle, you're a crazy asshole," because I think that's going to put Kyle way over the edge.
And I agree.
I don't think she's going to put up with that.
I really see next episode being, you know, with storylines, you have it builds, and then climax in the arc.
Yes.
Brandy's house getting broken into is going to be an epic, epic meltdown. And I cannot blame the girl. When I heard it over the phone what had happened, I mean, I immediately was like, did I lock my door at home? Because the idea of your things leaving it's the worst, one of the worst possible things I can ever imagine.
Yeah, that's sad. You don't really wish that upon anybody. So.
And she has, you know, kids. So it's really sad if they don't feel safe. So.
Right, right. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for watching. And where can we find you, Cassidy?
Go to CassidyGuard.com.
Do you have Twitter?
Yeah, everything's on my website. Okay. But at CassidyGuard on all the social media sites.
And I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels for Instagram and Twitter. So, yeah, we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.